Welcome to the International at Home podcast, your update on the most exciting months of student life. Here we chat with students from all over the world about their experiences, challenges, and best moments during their stay at the University of Potsdam.
Hello, my name is Josie. I work at the International Office of the University of Potsdam, and I'm doing this podcast today with a student from Argentina who is currently studying at the University of Potsdam. We are really happy to have you here as our guest today, and I would like to ask you to shortly introduce yourself. Like, who are you, where are you from, what are you studying?
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me. My name is Martin Sebastian Ramirez, the pronunciation is not important, don't worry. I'm from Argentina, I was born and raised there. My grandfather was from Italy, and when I finished my bachelor in history, I entered the master's in international relations. And one of the topics that I was interested about my university was the agreement it had with the University of Potsdam. So I was like thrilled with the idea of maybe doing an international academic exchange. And I'm here in Potsdam finishing up my master's, doing the last four courses that I need to finish it up in Argentina.
Okay, great. What initially sparked your interest in studying international war studies?
Okay, my main interest in studying the program of international war studies began when I started my master's degree in Argentina, and because of the agreement it had, but also because I wanted to have the experience of an international academic exchange. It was something that I was always interested in, about going to another country, learning about the culture, the history, and meeting new people and having an international environment around me.
Can you describe the main focus areas or disciplines within the International War Studies program?
Yes, of course. Since the program of International War Studies is part of the Department of Philosophy of the University of Potsdam, the main disciplines that are part of the program are mainly the social sciences, mostly from history to political science and sociology. But as for the central areas of the program, either historical, military, and political analysis stand out as the most important ones.
How does the program incorporate real-world experience such as internships or field studies?
Okay, the program incorporates not only the classical teaching of reading of texts and specific authors, but also the lectures and presentation of experts in certain modules of classes, as well as the excursions to museums of military history. For example, we addressed an excursion to the Military History Museum in Dresden, or the Center for Military History and Social Sciences of the Bundeswehr in Potsdam.
Have you had the opportunity to collaborate with students from different countries on academic projects? And if so, how has that experience been?
Well, although I have not had the opportunity to participate in academic projects during the classes of the International War Studies program, I have had the opportunity to participate in debates with the students from different countries in different topics, different positions regarding the analysis of certain conflicts that we did.
Are there any specific challenges or differences in the educational system that you had to adapt to as an exchange student?
As an international student, I think that getting used to producing and writing English texts mostly might be considered a challenge. However, the tricky part for me particularly was getting used to using the Chicago quoting system, because in Argentina we use the APA one. So when it comes to the production of text, it's a small, a minimal thing, but particularly it was a bit challenging because how I used it to produce in Spanish and everything with a different system. Another specific challenges or differences in the educational system between Argentina and here, it's mostly the possibility for students to elaborate on their own point of view and debate among each other different ideas. For example, the division between the classes being 2 hours at the morning between discussing main topics about the text that we read for that class, and after lunch having the possibility of debating those ideas regarding the point of view from every student has always been a very interesting point of view, very different than in Argentina. We have it too, but not in the, let's say, diversity of points of view that you can see in an international environment like has been here in Potsdam.
Can you share a memorable moment or experience that has defined your time as an exchange student?
One of the most memorable moments of my experience as an international exchange student was when, along with other international students, we traveled on a tour to Berlin and saw the Reichstag and the Berlin Wall for the very first time. As a historian, but also as a student, it was a unique and unforgettable experience for me. It was one of the main topics that I studied and what drove me to do the bachelor in history, the history of World War II, and mostly like the historical buildings and the culture and so on.
What resources or support services have you found most helpful in navigating in aspects of your exchange program?
Yes, particularly the resources of the library in the campus of Amnopole, but also in Gorn, has been mostly very important and very useful when it comes to research, but also the predisposition by many teachers of recommending like reading lists and some other authors and so on. Additionally, one of our teachers requested us for going into Berlin to the Library of the State to do a student card there, and we had the possibility of using those resources, so that was very useful too. Yes.
How does the academic environment and teaching style in your host country differ from what you experience in your home country?
Okay, particularly the academic style in Argentina would be more focused in Latin American studies, mostly like the perspective of not only Argentina but also Colombia and Mercosur and so other entities, because my master is in international relations, so it's not related to international war studies like here in Potsdam. But the main difference I would say is the amount of teaching that you can find in the University of Potsdam. Also the availability of other resources like the international office, mostly like giving aid to many international students and so on. But also I would say that the focus from Potsdam is more on the history side, which is more appealing to me because of my bachelor. But the Argentinian one, it's interesting because we see Latin America, but we don't see mostly about European Union. And European Union is something that I'm actually working right now in my graduation paper. So I'm more interested in the approach that Potsdam has.
Okay, thank you very much. We are now almost finished with our little podcast. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Okay. One of the interesting things that attracted my interest to come to Potsdam was that my university had the agreement with the University of Potsdam for the last 10 years, and they have never had the opportunity of sending international students from Argentina to Germany, and I was actually the first of the international students coming from the University of Argentina. And it was a very interesting thing. My university is also interested in doing like a podcast or an interview, like to encourage more students to come along to Germany. And but because the agreement between my university and Potsdam, they always renew it, but they don't like make the most of it. So having this opportunity is not only fruitful for me academically, but also for future interested students as well.
Okay, thank you for your support. That brings our International at Home podcast to an end today. Until next time, and see you again. Bye!
Thanks for listening to the International at Home podcast. If you want to hear more stories or need more information on the university, check out our website,